And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. Arizona's private university since 1949. Only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
That's 227 on a Thursday. You know it's appointment radio. It's gotten so big that everybody's jumping on board, and it's okay. I'm really all right with this. This is why we did this a couple of years ago. The Grand Canyon University Sports Report, they're blowing up on the west side. Great campus, Christian atmosphere, online classes, and intercollegiate sports, including their basketball program, and they're rocking. The men, they won six of their past seven. The lone loss, a little hiccup, two-point game on the road, and now they're home for a great run. Eight straight at home over the next month, including Chaminade. Where's Ralph Sampson? Where's Ralph? The men's basketball team joining us now, their head coach, Russ Pennell. Hey, Russ, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
Kevin, I'm good. Good to be with you.
Where is Ralph Sampson? You remember that 100 years ago?
I sure do. That was about my era. I was, I believe, in college when that occurred, and I remember it just shocked the world. And that was back before television, and we covered that event, and we kind of had to get the highlights. I remember it coming out of Hawaii that Virginia had been shocked by Chaminade, and we had to wait literally till the next day to get any footage on it.
Oh, it was great, because Ralph Sampson, 7-2, they run. Oh, it's great stories. You get him tomorrow night. You're playing some great ball, and I'd like to think it was me showing up over the holidays with my kids and inspiring the team, but you've been on a great run. What's been the key to your great basketball and the guys buying in and playing your system?
Yeah, I just think maturity and experience. I just think we had to kind of go through some things. We had six new guys we were trying to implement into the program. We had some good returners, but everyone kind of had to figure out their role.
Yep.
And even for me, this is a little bit different. I go down 11 guys at times. And when you're doing that, your rotations are a little bit different. I know the NBA kind of has a formula they use. Unfortunately, college basketball, we have the 40 minutes, and it's a little more difficult to get everyone in. But I think it took the guys a while to kind of figure that out. And once they kind of found out their little niche, they've been playing pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I wrote that down. It's Russ Pennell, Grand Canyon University. I had guys realizing their roles. Part of that, too, though, you know, I see it, and I've seen it in the games, and I even see it in your box scores. Different guy, different night, different shooter, and they've all realized it. If a guy, you know, I talk with Brad Carroll, I love him, love his parents, one of my Corona kids, Nick Witherill, Justin Wesolowski, and Kyle Speed. They're so unselfish. If a guy's hot, let's go. Let's get on the horse and get the whip with him. Is that the deal?
It really is, and we've actually had six or seven different leading scorers this year in 14 games. And I know some people that drives them nuts, but I really kind of like that. And probably the highest compliment we've had paid to us in the first 2 years is I had a coach in our league tell us that we were a nightmare to prepare for. And I didn't know if that was we were so bad he couldn't get his guys to consider playing hard, but. Really what he meant, he said, we can't key in on anyone. And to me, I really like playing that way. And I think for the long haul of a program, when you have that type of depth, it really does wear down your opponents and gives you an advantage.
And I'm seeing it. We're talking with Russ Pennell, head men's basketball coach, home for the next month. So there's no excuse for anybody not to go out. And I'm going to give you, Savannah, some incentive for some free hot dogs and a Mardi Gras this weekend in a minute. Coach, I was concerned. I was concerned about your post play. But then I saw Barrett Robbins, one of my kids from DV, Desert Vista, and Gabby Nwanjo. You know he was going to be back, and Ronnie Chachawa. And those kids, I really like the way that they've done what they needed to do in the post play. Am I wrong in this, or the way they've accepted what they're supposed to do?
No, they've really stepped forward, and you know it was interesting. Gabby started almost every game last year,
right,
and started the first few games this year. And we just felt like we needed a little bit of a change, and we put Barrett Robbins in, as you mentioned, a local kid. And Barrett's strength, he's an incredible post defender, and he's a good rebounder. And I thought what he did, he kind of stabilized our defense on the inside. And then what happens is when Gabby comes in, we get just a little bit more offensive-minded. But a lot of times Gabby's going against the backup center. Well, if our former starting center is going against your backup center, I kind of like that matchup. But I think what has happened is we've become a lot more defensive-minded, and Barrett gives us that presence. And, you know, the hard part, Kevin, and it's always funny to me how people will say, wow, you guys need a big man. I said, yeah, us and the Suns and everyone else. You know, I mean, that's the way basketball goes. There's only about seven of those guys in the world that are really, really good. And what you want your center to do is just to be a solid contributor. And we don't really have a guy we're going to throw it to, and he's going to get 17 shots in there. but they can score when they're given the ball. But where they're really good, I think, is they're outstanding post defenders. And since that's really what we're hanging our hat on, that's the emphasis of our post play.
And I've seen, and I agree with you. You know, Herb Sendek is pulling his hair out. Well, he doesn't have any hair, but similarly, and I see coaches, if you can get one, boy, get on the. And Barrett Robbins, I want to just remind people, Tootie Robbins, his dad, played in the National Football League back when the Cardinals had one of the greatest offensive lines they've ever had. And he's that play, you know, with that kind of mindset. He's a great guy. I just love him. Great kid. I love to see you going deep on your bench. 8 games at home now. And then you finish the regular season on the island with 4 games. How imperative, and I want to ask you about your crowd support, because I saw them over Christmas, and I said the place was rocking, but it's nothing like when the students are there. How important is it to you to ride that home court advantage and take care of business at home over these 8 games?
Well, if we're going to accomplish what we set out to do, which is win the Pac-West Conference, so we have to protect the home court. And we've been pretty good at home. I know last year we only lost 2 conference games at home, and ironically, they were Chaminade and BYU, our next 2 opponents. So I think there's a little added incentive on our guys for these games. Not only are we 1 game out of first place, but the 2 teams that are ahead of us we get tonight and on Saturday. And so we can make up some ground pretty quick here. But, yeah, we have to do a good job at home, and our crowds have been tremendous, and tonight's going to be no exception. And, of course, Saturday we're on national television on CBS College Sports, so there's a buzz around the campus here. So, you know, the excitement is there. I think for us, Kevin, the big thing is, and I told him the other day, I told him all those things. Hey, we got this, and then I stopped him and I said, what does that have to do with the game? And it has nothing to do with the game. The game's played on a 94-by-50 court, and it's who's best on that day. So we don't need to take too much confidence in being at home or on national television or any of that stuff. We better play good basketball because the people we're playing are really, really good.
Yeah, it's like Hoosiers. It's still a 10-foot basket, and you know the drill. I said tomorrow. It's tonight. It's tonight. We've got the big celebration. It's tonight against Chaminade. I'm sorry. I've lost a day here somewhere, Coach. I'm sorry about that.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was me or you, and I thought, well, I may be worried for nothing. I may have one more day here.
You got to get busy. And they've got a big party going on there, free hot dogs, tailgating from 4 to 7. The Mariposa lawn over there, so you invite all the fans to come out. And I invite my kids, love it. Come out and see the mascot and have a blast. And I just think it's a great thing. But how? Let me ask you. I got a tough question for you, Coach.
Okay.
How hard is it to? And I know you're a coach. To not drive by and see the new arena and continue to see it going and not feel like a kid who knows what he's getting for Christmas.
Well, no, it's exciting. It really is. And you know, there's very few frontiers left in sports. And I feel like this is one of them. You know, the administration here and the executive team have put forth the mandate that they want to have good athletics. And they've backed it up with these buildings. And when I look at that arena, and it's going to be a 5,000-seat oval-shaped arena that I think will be second to none, Division II or even a lot of the mid-major Division I's. It just won't be as big as some of the bigger venues in the Pac-10 or the Big 12 or those type of places. But as far as the locker rooms and the seating and everything else, it's going to be as good as you'll find. And it is exciting. And it also is, I take it as a real, just challenge that we've got to put a great product on the floor to step out there so people want to come and see it and want to come in and not only enjoy the building, but enjoy the team that's playing in it.
Well, I have. I've been out there tonight, 7:15 against Chaminade, a little school from Hawaii, and then BYU Hawaii on Saturday, and that's a noon game with a party beginning at 11 o'clock with a whole Mardi Gras festivities. How neat is that, too, that you see the students and they're showing up, and they want to be part of this fun foundation that you're building that's going in the new arena next year?
Well, we really feel like this is a community over here, Kevin, and
yep.
That's probably the thing that I have enjoyed the most. Most of the places I've always coached have been very big, large universities, and I've loved being there, but you can't get kind of the quaintness that you can get here. You know, you walk across campus here, everyone kind of knows each other, and they get excited about seeing their classmates play basketball, and I think our guys have done a nice job. They all live on campus, and they're involved in the communities. I know a couple of my guys referee intramurals, and so they get abuse from their students when they're doing that. And but it's just that's a fun tight place to work for me personally, and to watch our guys kind of grow. And And I think as the word gets out, you know, the quality of basketball, and you saw it, is really good at this level. And most teams, I know tonight, Chaminade, practically their entire roster transferred from Division One. And I think a lot of people think D2 is, you know, maybe a step down, where a lot of times it's just a second opportunity for someone who has some talent.
A lot of talent and wants to play and play in a great facility, a great program. Hey, Russ, I apologize. I don't know why. I kept thinking today's Wednesday, and so I know it's Thursday night. I'll let you get ready to go. I know everybody's getting excited and geeked up for this. Just like I told the, it doesn't matter if you don't win. You're at home. Take care of business, all right?
Well, I appreciate it. And it's always good being with you, Kevin.
All right. We'll see you tonight, and then Saturday afternoon. It's Russ Pennell, the men's basketball coach. And I don't know why I've got this is my guys. I'm rooting for my guys. And I don't know why I had tomorrow. Tonight, 7:15, Chaminade, and they've got a tailgate challenge. And then Saturday afternoon, a whole Mardi Gras, noon tip-off. It's going to be televised by CBS Sports, College Sports Network. How cool is that? I mean, you know, I think some of the big schools, they get this all the time. And so it's no big deal. You know what? Broadcast, cameras, crew, I just salute them. But like I said, got to take care of business. You guys can't go out there and be Hoosiers and think that, I get all nerdy. No, got to play. Hey, some Grand Canyon University track news as well in this segment, because they're blowing up as well. They've had one meet, and the women's team is already ranked number 20 in the nation and number 2 in the West region with what they've done. Unbelievable marks at the Cherry and Silver Invitational at the Albuquerque Convention Center. Some of my kids, Brianne Key from Peoria, Sunrise Mountain High School. We also had Miko Bain from Glendale, Raymond Kellis delivering great runs in the 200s, and Tyler Sipes from Mesa Community College in the 60. Chuck Clark Coyle from Mesa Community College, Mesa, Arizona, and Julio Zuniga from Trevor Brown High School. I used to call it Trevor Burbick. When it was the new Trevor Burbick High School. It's a little McCabe joke, as all are. But I don't laugh. I understand it's not funny. So I guess that's what makes it a joke. Hey, good stuff. Tonight. God, I get so excited. I for some reason, I think today's Wednesday. So I think it's because I was going to the Suns game. My wife's got stuff going on tonight. You don't need to hear my personal stuff. Coming up next, usually time for Crosstalk, a preview. Well, in fact, we'll do that. We'll let you know it's coming up on Calling All Sports. But how about a little trip to Green Bay? Serving up some home cooking, Sun Devil style. Dimitri Nance, running back for the Super Bowl down package. Next.